Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Mike is one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust, has been now for a number of years, chairman of the National Advisory Board at the American Enterprise Institute, Global Internet Strategy Project. He's the internationally recognized as an outstanding expert in the world of technology. He was a CEO and board chairman of growing tech companies back in the day. He is the author, the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. He was the, back when the internet was getting to going, he was one of the major leaders of helping to get the internet off the ground, and especially with the in the area of network solutions. And he's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you and all of your listeners as always.
It's good to have you back. So, Mike, before we get started, I know we're going to talk about the cyber war that you're tracking and that we need to be paying attention to. But before we do that, I want to get your thoughts on this anniversary, the 17th anniversary of the attacks on America on September the 11th, 2001.
Jim, thank you for asking. To all of us that are Americans, this is one of the most solemn days in our history. I've lived in the Washington, D.C. area for almost 50 years, Jim, and the significance of what happened on 9/11 this day, it's hard for me to even put into words with all the people who were lost, Americans in the Twin Towers, the Pentagon. That's a building I've been in hundreds and hundreds of times over many, many years. In our technology companies that we've built over many years and still are building today, we've hired thousands of veterans of every branch of the service. They're people that I've served with. I served in the United States Navy during the Vietnam era. So for me, it's a very solemn day, like it is for all of us. And we remember all the people and all the Americans that we've lost. And I am reminded daily of the aftermath of 9/11. I was at a briefing a week ago in Washington, and our country spent about $1.5 trillion, Jim, since 9/11 in Iraq and Afghanistan, Syria, Africa, the places where our men and women serve 7 days a week, 24 mm-hmm. hours a day, in harm's way to protect this country. And we live in a strange period of time, Jim, when we've got a lot of false prophets out there in America. We've got people who dishonor our country. It's something
and then are called courageous by corporate America. What's wrong with that picture?
Well, I'd say we live, you and I have talked about it for a long time, living in a strange period of time in America. There are a lot of people putting things out there in all ways, shapes, and forms that are either not true or simply false and go against the values and cultures of this country. And it's a sad, sad time we're living in. So the true heroes of our country that we all know are people who have served in the military, who have given up their entire life physically in many cases.
And more and more in this global environment, the first responders, our law enforcement and our medical emergency
sure.
personnel. I mean, they're in that included in that too, because when you're attacked by terrorists, typically the military isn't standing right there; it's a police officer standing right there. And so we have to.
Everybody who's a first responder, Jim, yeah. you're exactly right. All of these people protect each and every one of us and allow everybody to live in the greatest country on earth. So I'm just a person of gratitude. I thank every one of these people who I know, who I don't know. I honor everybody who served in our military or in any kind of work to help the country. So
yeah.
It's a very solemn day for me. I'm always very sad on this day, Jim.
Well, and I hope we've learned something from it. And in fact, we're going to move into that when we come back after the break. We're going to move into the next level of attacks on America, cyber war that Mike's very much involved in, the global cyber war that's going on right now. I'm convinced that the next war will not be fought in the traditional way. It's being fought actually right now in the cyberspace. And so Mike will give us an update on that, folks. And there's nobody on the planet who could do a better job of this. I hope you know that. 22, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.